Good morning and welcome to Global Times for Christ Jesus on this wonderful early morning. How are you feeling today? Today is Wednesday and it's July 30th. Could we say right off the top that today is a day of breakthrough? The Holy Spirit will not allow me to leave from out of the room that we entered in on yesterday. And that room had to do with breakthroughs. And if you were present with us, certainly you sensed the presence of the Lord and the fact that God has something special for us. So trust Him at the level of breakthrough. So we thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And we're seeking the Lord until revelation breaks through. And I will touch on that for just a moment, just to bring us up to speed of where we were on yesterday and where the Lord is taking us. But I'm excited about what He is doing. And our Christian experience is really a series of breakthroughs. God takes us from faith to faith. And so we can expect movement, and we can expect dynamic experiences, ongoing adventures as we follow the Lord, because He is our breaker. Let us pray, and then we'll take a quick tour as we line ourselves up, being in full alignment with the Lord. And that is the joy that we have of being together as we are right now. We align ourselves with each other. So we came together at a particular time as if by appointment. We kept it. Now we line up behind the Lord, who is our breaker. Jesus Christ is the breaker. We saw that in Scripture yesterday. But let us get ready and let us enter into His courts. And we do want to enter with praise. Praise for what? He brought us through yesterday victoriously. He woke us up this morning. We had a wonderful season of rest. If you're in our zone, we're just beginning the day. So we have a lot to thank Him for. And He is awesome, totally awesome. What would we do if it were not for Him? Every breath that we take, every moment that we are awake, He's the one that is working constantly on our behalf. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I say praise the Lord to that. Father, we do receive Your invitation on this day to live and to show forth Your glory on this day. We thank You that You have been so merciful and gracious to us, that we are walking in victory. And we're walking in faith, not by our sight. What we see may intimidate us, and what we see may be huge with our natural sight. But with the eye of faith that You've given to us, we see You and how large You are over every situation, every circumstance, how You are able to rule and reign. And You line us up after You to follow You in Your footsteps, so that we have this confidence of being led being carried and being given the opportunity to overcome again and again. So today we give you praise and we give you thanks because you watch and keep us, you watch over us in a world that's has a lot of trouble and strife and a lot of negative ongoings. But your kingdom advances nevertheless, and you are still God nevertheless, and you're moving our history and our time towards a day, a special day when Christ returns and everything changes for all to see, from heaven all the way to hell. Everything changes because your word is fulfilled. So we thank you for giving us a small, tiny part in our everyday life to meditate on, to be in, and to carry forth your glory and your purposes in the earth. Thank you for all of our prayer partners that are on with us right now, those that will be streaming later from some part of the earth. We pray that your richest blessings would rest upon all because of who Christ is. And we thank you, Lord, that he has provided for us that we can stand before you with clean hands because you are so willing and merciful and ready to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All our failures and weaknesses, you understand and are able to make and bring remedy to them in an increasing way. Father, we ask that today for whom and all that we would pray for, that our faith would be attached in a great way that allows you the freedom to move and to act as only you can. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome. It's Wednesday, July 30th, and this is Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory. Thank you for joining us. Today we want to, well, our theme today is seeking the Lord until revelation breaks through. On yesterday, the Lord spoke to our heart about the breaker, and the scripture that we located was Micah chapter 2, 2 Micah, that's a new one, Micah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, and it reads thus, I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will surely collect the remnant of Israel. I will bring them, meaning Israel, together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They, the fold and the pasture, shall swarm with men and hum with much noise. Verse 13, the breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through, pass in through the gate, and go out through it. And their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. Well, that's us. God wants us to follow the breaker and have the breakthrough. And yesterday, I departed from our prayer cast feeling very confident that the Holy Spirit had spoken to us about our stand and position and our trust in the Lord concerning the breakthrough. So I just want to say a couple of things in addition to what we said on yesterday. The word breakthrough is a word in the scripture, and it's called Paratz, P-A-R-A-T-Z. S. And this word is used for, it means in other places, widespread. It means breakout. And what we discover is that, let's take a look at First Samuel, chapter 3, verse 1. This will allow me to get through this quickly. It provides us with an example of breaking through. That's 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And here's what it says. I'm reading from the New King James Version because it makes it so plain. It says, "Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And because of Eli's compromise and negligence, revelation had stopped." And this is the word again there called, spelled parats, P-A-R-A-T-S. And parats means open or widespread or breakout. So what is being said here is that something had to be broken through for revelation to be released. Excuse me. So what we want to do today is allow the Holy Spirit to drive home the points that we prayed over and dwelt upon yesterday. And we want to go beyond. We want to go beyond and move out into the place God wants us to expand. So you may want to make a note of Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 3. And the word there, again, is used as parats, and it means to expand. It says, "For you shall expand," that's parats, "to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." So it means to break forth, to break out, to burst out of on the right and on the left, because today is a day of breaking forth into increase and enlargement. In other words, we're breaking into the inheritance that is ours. At the same time, we must break out of old mindsets and blindness in order to break into the revelation of what is to be ours right now in this season. For some of us, it's breaking out of the physical barrenness. For others of us, there is anointing being released right now for those whose financial, creative, emotional, and spiritual wombs have been shut up. Excuse me. So this is also a day of harvesting and turning into the places that God wants us to have. Now, you may want to write this down quickly. This is a formula. God is doing something this week, as it relates to breakthrough. Here's a quick formula that I got from someone some time ago, and it has helped me. Here's what it says. Faith is first. Facts are second. And we line up with faith. Feelings are third. And are a result of faith's affecting facts that change the way we feel. In other words, we naturally want to feel first. And we go by our feelings. But for breakthroughs, mighty breakouts and breakthroughs, faith is first. Then the facts. They're second. And the facts will line up with faith. And then feelings are last. And they're to be a result of faith's affecting facts. The facts, faith affecting the facts, change our feelings. Or the way, or affect the way we feel. So most of us get the order wrong and determine our faith by our feelings. Sometimes we even change our belief system to line up with our feelings. That's a key thing. So, if you're beginning to feel full, it's because God is downloading to you. Now, when you're having a breakthrough, see, God is taking us to another level. That's why he's having us go through this yesterday and today. He's taking us to another place. Because we can get stuck in a place. But he wants us to go to another level of faith. Positively in the direction of confidence. Confidence and faith are from the same material. But confidence is faith taken to another level. How's your confidence? Confidence in him, not in ourselves. So, when you're having a breakthrough, as we said yesterday, back in biblical times, the cities were walled. And if you were going to invade a city and take a city, you had to make a breach in the wall. Either crash down the gate or break through the wall using battering rams, and that was the style of warfare. But think of this. Whatever the opening is that was made by the Lord for us, because he is the breaker, according to Micah chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13. It's a narrow place. And so when you're having a breakthrough or in breakthrough, it feels strange. It feels like you're being oppressed. Because the opening is narrow. The breach in the wall is narrow. Any doorway is narrow compared to the territory on either side. But you must go through that breach. And so it's restricting and it feels strange. Having a breakthrough doesn't necessarily feel like you're standing on top of Mount Everest. That comes after the breakthrough, not during the breakthrough. So these are some things that I've learned and continue to learn. Now, here's the kicker, and then we can move into prayer. There was a situation that was reported in the news a long time ago. A young fella was in an area, mountainous area, out having an adventure, and he fell into a crevasse. It's an opening that's very narrow in the earth, and he fell. It's like a crack, and he fell, and it was deep, and he fell into that. And the more he tried and struggled to get out of it, the more he was wedged into it. I want you to picture that. Couldn't come out. Not on his own. So someone heard his cry and they went and got help, and the emergency people and all of those, they came. And it was very difficult, most difficult. They could not get him out of that space. And if left there, he would certainly perish. Then someone got the wise idea. It says, why don't we get some oil? And maybe that will help. And so they went and got enough oil, you know, the cooking oil kind of a thing or something of that nature, and they poured it over him while he was in that crack. And then they tried now to pull him out. And do you know it worked? He was able to come out. Now, let's take that same, that analogy to what is the subject of our conversation. You and I must have a breaker anointing. Oil speaks of anointing. So that as we are in a tight place, we are able to come out from that place because of the anointing. In country fairs, they have a thing they call the greasy pig, where they shave a pig clean and then grease them down, and then you're to catch the pig. Well, you can't because of the grease on the pig. So a breaker anointing is what we want. That's what we're going to ask the Lord for today, for each of us. God wants us to break out in every area of our life, of our lives, into new territory. There's a freshness to that, even in our praying. He wants us to break out. So seeking the Lord means that you got to follow him. That's what it means. And we follow him until the revelation breaks through for us. And so that's what happened in Israel. The revelation had ceased. There was no revelation. It stopped. There was no widespread revelation, no parads, no open or widespread or breakout. Something had to be broken through for revelation to be released. So that's God's word for you and I on today. Because the implication is that something has to be broken through for revelation to be released. And God is the breaker, one who breaks open the way. Aren't you glad that he is the breaker? We don't have to do that because we can't. And just remember, it's faith first. Our feelings are last because they must line up with the facts. And the facts are from the Word of God. The facts are from the Word of God. So it's faith first. Facts are second. And the facts will line up with the faith, or with faith. And then our feelings, which are third, they come about as a result of faith affecting facts. And so that dynamic changes the way we feel, so that we are operating in the right order, rather than having our feelings determine the facts And then maybe faith is in there somewhere. Now God is moving us to maturity so that we are disciplined. Faith first. Faith means we trust in what the Word of God says and doggedly hold on to that. This has been a blessing to me. I can tell you that. It's been a blessing to me. As you practice that, it takes you to a place where there's nothing but peace, no anxiety, no fear. And then you wonder, well, why aren't you anxious? Why aren't you full of fear? Fear is not from God. It's a spirit sent by the adversary so that you're locked in to a zone and you're stuck, afraid to act, delay, procrastinate, all of those things. Fear will do. That's the enemy's way of mobilizing you and me. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. I think somebody just got a breakthrough. Now, if you want to share that with us, you would be richly blessed, because God wants to be a blessing. So share your praise report with us or your prayer request, whatever that may be, even as we move forward in this time of prayer that we are having. A prayer request or a praise report. It's fine to listen, but again, remember we're talking about breakthrough. It's active. It's not passive. It's active. And we must take the territory that God, once you break through the opening that God, the breaker, has made, now you're in an open territory. You're not limited by the breach anymore. Once they remove the boy from the crevasse, he's now back on open territory. He's not restricted. Now, do you think he rebelled against the idea of being removed? Do you think he might have been happy? Absolutely, of course. And that's what it means to be involved with breakthrough. There's new freedom. There's no more confinement. Can you receive that?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Can you receive that? And what does breakthrough look like for you? For that boy in the hole, so to speak, breakthrough meant he wasn't in the hole anymore. There was a breakthrough anointing that got him out of that hole. Do you want the anointing? You can have it. You can have that anointing. And it will serve you, because the breaker is Christ, the anointed one. That's what his name means, is Christ. And so the anointing comes down from the head and flows down to the hem of the garment. We are following him. And so an anointing, a breaker anointing, is available for us because it comes down from the breaker. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Put our hand in His right now.
Oh, glory to Your name.
That's faith.
Glory to Your name, Jesus.
He's taking us someplace we've never been.
Hallelujah.
Feels strange.
Hallelujah.
But we must follow
Jesus.
It.
Glory
to get out of the crack in the ground. We must let the facts shape our feelings through our faith. Feelings third. Faith first. Facts second. Feelings are last. Okay, let us pray. Somebody's
Jesus.
Getting breakthrough today. The Lord really, really laid this on me, and I'm getting what I can. I don't know about you, but I'm getting what I can because this is for all of us. This is really a takeoff from Genesis 1:28. It says, multiply and replenish the earth. You say, what's the connection there? He wants you to spread out, multiply. This is, He's still creating you and me. And we are to bring forth. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank You for Your Holy Spirit, who's a great teacher. And through Him, You're teaching us how to follow in the breaker anointing so that You can use us as examples of who You are and what You could do. You want others to see our lives expand and grow, our lives break out from all of its limitations and confinements, as if imprisoned. You're releasing us through the breaker anointing so that we can occupy the territories that You've opened up to us. Territories in the financial arena. Territories in the area of being creative. Territories in the area of being productive. All the areas and facets of our lives that represent what You originally did. You put breath into dust. And You made a man. Here we are. And You're still wanting to put breath into more areas of our lives by Your Holy Spirit. We ask for the anointing today, the anointing that's upon the Messiah, the Christ. The anointing that's upon Yeshua to reach down, to run down and come down upon us so that we can come out of the confined place and places that we find ourselves in. Give us the courage to respond to the rescue, because we sometimes can get used to our confinement, and Your heart bleeds because You know that's not our inheritance. So we ask today that you would help us. Help our faith so that our feelings are not out front, but they follow the faith that you've given to us and the facts that you have recorded in your word concerning how we should move. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you today. Bless all of those that are on with us live or streaming. By your Holy Spirit, cause the revelation to come in. Yes, you want us to have revelation. You want us to be able to see spiritually, to be spiritual minded. Help us to lay hold of that so that we move from this world of the senses to the world of spirit. Spirit in Christ. On this day, we praise your name and we believe you, Lord, that we have the opening, and then there's widespread because we've broken out. We've broken through, and revelation is being released even now. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you,
Lord.
You will be. You're worthy,
yes,
of all honor.
You're
He's worthy,
worthy
of
Lord,
all
worthy.
Praise.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Glory to God.
We reign forever, Lord.
Yes.
You reign forever, Lord, no matter what. You reign forever.
Yes.
We thank him for that. You reign forever.
Hallelujah.
You are always on your throne, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we always have access to your throne, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
His
word is truth. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
He's
you,
mighty.
Lord.
Thank
you.
Mighty God.
Thank you.
He is mighty.
Glory to you, Lord,
yes.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank God for all of you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you,
your
Jesus.
Name. Let the Lord do what he wants to do with you. He's taking you to other place, all of us, and we must surrender to that adventure, that dynamic that he's inviting us to. One of the things that has to do with growth, if you want to grow in any area of life, spiritually, educationally, it doesn't matter. If you want to grow, one must get used to what is called a disorienting dilemma. What that means is you go through places such as what we've talked about where it feels tight, because you're moving through from, imagine a baby being born. Those of you who are mothers that can visualize this even more than I can. The baby has to go through a narrow place in order to break out into open territory called life in the world. That's so easy to see and catch. That's a narrow place, much narrower than where the baby was for 9 months. So the baby has a decision to make. To stay where it was comfortable for 9 months, or to go through the experience of moving through the breach, the opening, and then burst out with a big cry, because now you're in the world. That's what God is doing. That's what He's doing. Well, I feel like I just had a baby, having delivered what God has placed on my heart for us today. I said us, because it could be too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, our time is winding up, and I thank you for being in, with us and for having joined us today. I do want to do us some good by reading a benediction in our hearing, and it comes from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, the second part of that verse, and it says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. And I trust that we all can say, so let it be, which is amen.
So let it be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Walk in the breaker anointing.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Remember, it's a choice. Hallelujah. God is awesome. You're a different person than what you were when you first began.
Amen.
See you on tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Keep the chin up.
Have a blessed fast.
Yes. And the praise on your tongue. Joy in the heart.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank
you, Lord, to read forever. You read forever. Read forever. Thank you. You read forever in majesty and power of dominion. And you read forever, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you reign, Lord, you reign, you reign in majesty of power, and your dominion reigns forever, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.